member care media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide, invite you to take a moment for your health. You sneeze, your nose runs, your eyes itch. You may even have annoying little red bumps called hives. What's happening to you? For a lot of people, it's obvious. It's allergy time. Probably an allergy called hay fever. It's probably the most commonly experienced allergy, especially in springtime when the trees and flowers are producing pollen. Information doesn't seem to be available for every part of the world, but in Western Europe and North America, it's estimated that 20% of people, that is one out of every five people, will experience the symptoms of hay fever. It's not a pleasant experience, but it's not usually considered to be a serious problem. Annoying? Yes, but not really serious. And there are over-the-counter medications to take care of most of the symptoms. Millions of people have an allergic reaction of one kind or another. Some can happen because of foods or perfumes or air pollution. Some of the reactions are just annoying, but some can be life-threatening. What is an allergy, really? Why does it happen? And most importantly, from your point of view, why does it happen to you? To put it simply, an allergic reaction is the result of your immune system reacting to something that is probably very ordinary and something that probably doesn't bother someone else. In a way, you could say an allergic reaction is your immune system making a mistake. Your immune system probably doesn't actually think, but we'll use that term for the moment. Your immune system thinks it has sensed something dangerous that has somehow come in contact with your body. This may be pollen that has entered your nose. It may be something you have touched. It may be a food item that you have eaten. This probably wouldn't happen to someone sitting beside you, but your immune system senses the entry of this thing, this chemical probably, into or onto your body, and it reacts. Your immune system thinks this item will be dangerous to you, so it tries to protect you. To do this, your immune system produces what are known as antibodies. These are blood proteins that are produced to counteract or fight against foreign substances which have entered your body. Usually this is good, because most of the time the antibodies are attacking bacteria and viruses and unwelcome things like that. But once in a while, sometimes too often, your immune system produces antibodies when you get close to a freshly blooming flower of a certain kind. And then you sneeze. Your eyes start watering. Your head feels like it's all stuffed up. That's the antibody doing its job. Wrong antibody, wrong job. But it is trying to protect you to the best of its ability. This may also happen when you eat certain foods. Foods that are perfectly normal and safe for everyone else. Your reaction may be an outbreak of little red bumps called hives. They can itch. They can burn. They can be most annoying. Or the reaction may affect your breathing. Your nose stuffs up, and you have difficulty getting air into your lungs easily. Sometimes, though, the allergic reaction is much more serious, even serious enough to threaten your life, and we'll get to that in a moment. Right now, though, you'd probably like to ask, as you sneeze and as you cough and scratch, is there a cure for my allergy? The answer, I'm afraid, is no. The only answer seems to be, if something gives you an allergic reaction, then avoid it completely. Sometimes that is easier to say than to actually do, and it pretty much applies to all allergies. Doctors seem to have found cures for many of the illnesses and diseases that attack the human body. Not all of them. Researchers are still hunting for cures for some serious diseases. But for allergies, no cures have been found. It's not all hopeless, though. As we mentioned earlier, for allergies like hay fever and allergic reactions like hives, there are over-the-counter medications that can reduce the effect of the allergic reaction. These medications, which you are probably familiar with, are known as antihistamines. They don't actually cure anything. What they do is reduce the sniffling and sneezing and watery eyes. And they do also reduce the itch and swelling of those hives. How does this work? Well, let's take hay fever as an example. We mentioned that when your immune system mistakenly senses the pollen of a flower as something dangerous, it produces an antibody. This antibody is called immunoglobulin E. This attacks the invader, the pollen. In doing this, it releases a chemical called a histamine, and it is this chemical which causes the symptoms that annoy you. So the medication that you take, the antihistamine, fights and neutralizes the histamine which your immune system has produced to fight against the pollen, which it thinks is dangerous. There are many antihistamines available, and they're found under many different brand names depending on where you happen to be living. Most work pretty well. Some antihistamines have the side effect of making you very sleepy. That can be a problem if you have something you need to accomplish or if you need to drive a car. Some of the newer antihistamines are less likely to cause drowsiness. However, those effects do vary from person to person. These antihistamines are mainly to help with minor allergies like hay fever and some food and contact allergies. We've taken just a small general look at some of the less serious allergic reactions and what we can do about them if they happen to us. Check the end of the transcript for this feature on the web for more information about antihistamines. There are other allergies that are much more serious. The simple, common peanut is one of those allergy triggers that for some people can even be life-threatening. With an allergy to peanuts or tree nuts or even something like sesame, it doesn't take much to cause an allergic reaction for some people. Just a tiny taste, or even an amount too small to taste, can trigger what is called an anaphylactic reaction. If you're allergic to peanuts or sesame or some similar common and seemingly innocent foods, then you know what can happen to you. Anaphylaxis is the name given to a very severe, even extreme allergic reaction. If it happens to you, it affects your whole body. If you have had a severe allergic reaction, you know how frightening it can be. An itchy rash is very probably part of the reaction you will see and feel. Your lips and tongue will probably swell. Your throat may feel swollen, and you may have the feeling of a lump in your throat. With these sensations, your breathing will become difficult. Other signs of anaphylaxis include possibly a severe drop in blood pressure. A rapid pulse would be another sign, plus feeling dizzy, feeling lightheaded, and in an extreme case, becoming unconscious. Anaphylaxis can be life-threatening. If not treated in a timely way, it can cause a coma or it can cause death. Obviously, it should always be treated as an emergency. If you are susceptible to having an anaphylactic reaction, you should have with you at all times an epinephrine auto-injector device. Giving yourself an epinephrine shot can slow down or completely stop a severe allergic reaction. That's why it's important for you to always have an allergy kit with an epinephrine shot with you, especially when you travel. As a matter of fact, it's best if you carry a kit with you containing 2 doses of epinephrine. It's also important to know the right way to use it. At a time of emergency, it could save your life. Remember this, though. The epinephrine shot is an emergency treatment. The results don't last long. You'll feel good immediately. Oh, yeah. And the immediate emergency will seem to be over. But you do need to get to a healthcare facility for further care and monitoring. Additional treatment beyond the epinephrine is needed, and it will be necessary to be observed at a reliable clinic for 4 to 8 hours, especially if you have had a severe reaction. By the way, epinephrine is another name for adrenaline. If you have an epinephrine auto-injector of some kind, please carefully read the instructions of how it should be used. Know where the shot should be given. This is important. If possible, it would also be a good idea to be sure that someone else with you knows about your allergy and that they know when and how to give the injection. But what causes anaphylaxis? Well, we've already mentioned peanuts and sesame. Those are 2 very common food and snack items that are known to trigger severe allergic reactions for some people. But they're not the only things that can be dangerous. Other common allergy triggers that can cause anaphylaxis include insect stings and medications such as penicillin. We've already mentioned sesame seeds and sesame oil, and for some people, severe allergy reactions can be caused by certain fresh fruits, also by fish and shellfish, milk, eggs, wheat, and even dust. So if you know you're allergic to peanuts, it might be necessary for you to also avoid tree nuts like walnuts and almonds. Other tree nuts to watch out for include Brazil nuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, pecans, almonds, pistachios, walnuts, and a few others. This can be a potential problem almost anywhere in the world. Even a bowl of chili could possibly be dangerous. Why is that? Because sometimes peanuts or peanut butter may be used as a thickener in your spicy meal. If you're in Africa or parts of Asia like Thailand or India, you'll find nuts are commonly used in local cooking specialties. We've already mentioned chili, so of course be careful in Mexico. Some Mediterranean foods are also known to include nuts in some form. Then there is peanut oil. This can be used in cooking and baking and frying. For someone with a peanut allergy, the oil is just as dangerous as the nut itself. For some people with an extreme allergy to one of these foods, peanuts or sesame, for example, the nut or seed does not actually have to be one of the ingredients. If the food being eaten was prepared in or with some utensils or something that actually contained those ingredients, then that food could potentially be dangerous. It takes very little of the food item to trigger the allergic reaction. So, sometimes, even though you are very, very careful in what you eat and where you eat, you may come in contact with your allergy trigger. Sometimes it can't be avoided. What should you do? How should you be prepared? If your allergy can trigger anaphylaxis, then be sure you have with you at all times what we have referred to as an epinephrine auto-injector. These can be found under a number of different brand names. Some better-known names include EpiPen, Twinject, Anapen, and some others, which will be listed at the end of this transcript. If this is something that you need, then be sure that the device you have is fresh. Make note of the expiry date on the package or on the device itself. If the date passes, then replace the device. The epinephrine injection device is filled with a solution of epinephrine. Most are filled for a single dose, a one-time usage device, which should be disposed of after being used. It is designed so that the injection can be given in the middle of the outer side of the thigh, even through clothing. This is the only place the injection should be given. There are devices such as Twinject, which can give two doses, but be sure you talked with your doctor before using such a device. Carrying two doses with you, however, is a good idea. Some recommend that if you are traveling, it would be a good idea to have one set in your carry-on luggage, the other in a checked suitcase. Be sure there is an extended time until the expiry date. If you're traveling, be sure you have a letter from your doctor advising that this is an emergency medication for you, and that it is necessary for you to have this with you at all times. This letter, of course, should be typed on your doctor's official letterhead paper, which contains your doctor's name, address, and qualifications, and the date the letter was issued. Wherever you are, be sure that your medical records that you carry with you have a record of your allergies presented very clearly. It would also be a good idea to have the name of your allergy translated into different languages, especially the commonly used languages where you are or where you will be if you're traveling. Have it available to show in a restaurant if you have a question about the food, or to your host if you're visiting with someone. Be aware of the best medical facility in the area where you are living or working. If you need to travel, then find out about the best medical facilities in the place or places where you will be visiting. This is not just a nice practical thing to do, it's important, and it could save your life. We hope no serious allergic reactions happen to you, but do be prepared. A Moment for Your Health is a copyrighted feature of MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our websites at www.membercaremedia.com.